Welcome to Maseches Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 4, Mishnah 5. So the Gemara teaches us that there was a time period that when the people returned from the exile to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, they came there, and there were no etzim, there were no wood for the maracha, for the altar, to burn the sacrifices. So a few families got together, and they promised that they would make sure going forward that there would always be an abundance of wood for the flames of the Mizbeach, of the altar. And not more than that, even if there was tons of wood, they would still bring on certain dates. And this Mishnah explains those particular 9 dates for 8 families that brought wood for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach. They brought it for the flames, the fire of the Mizbeach. It says the Mishnah, Zman Atzei Kohanim Ve'am, the times that the following families would bring wood, Tisha, were 9. Be'echa ben Nisan, on the first of Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda, the family of Arach ben Yehuda, they were a prestigious family from the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah. Basrim be'Tamuz, on the 20th of the month of Tamuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda, from the family of David, the king of from the tribe of Yehuda. Bechamisha be'Av, on the 5th day of the month of Av, b'nei Farosh ben Yehuda, again another family from Yehuda, from Judah. B'shiva bo, on the 7th of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechav, the family of Yonadav ben Rechav, they were descendants of Yisro, of Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law. Basar Abo on the 10th, b'nei Sina ben Binyamin, the family of Sina ben Binyamin, again from the tribe of Benjamin. B'chamisha Asar on the 15th, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, again another family from the tribe of Yehuda. V'imayim, and with them, Kohanim u'Levim, v'chol misha ta b'shifto, with them were Kohanim u'Levim, and anyone who didn't know which tribe he was from. And finally, B'nei Goim ve'Eli, B'nei Kotzei Ketzios, the sons of the thieves of Eli, and those that had cut dry figs. What does that mean? So the Gemara brings 2 stories. The Gemara brings that there was a period of time where whoever was under the rulership of the Jewish nation did not let the people bring Bikurim, the first fruit, to Yerushalayim. And they put watchmen along the ways to ensure that no one brings Bikurim to the city of Yerushalayim. What did they do? The people who still wanted the mitzvah to endure, they brought baskets and they covered them with dried figs, and they took them, and they also took fig presses on their shoulders. And when they came to these guards, they said to them, "Where are you going?" They said to them, "Oh, we're going to make pressed figs up in front, and we're going to use these fig presses that we have on our shoulders." But as soon as they passed the checkpoint, they took the figs and they decorated them and they brought them to Yerushalayim. That's why they're called B'nai Gon ve'Eli, the people that were the thieves. They would steal the thought process of the watchman. Similarly, the Gemara says another story, that there was a decree that they shouldn't bring wood for the Mizbeach, and there were watchmen that were stopping this from happening. So what did the pious Jews do? They brought they made ladders out of wood, and they placed them on their shoulders. And when they came to the watchman said, "What are you doing?" They said, "Well, we're going to different birdhouses to take out the birds, and these are our ladders." As soon as they passed the watchman, they took them apart, and they used that wood for the maracha, for the mizbeach. That's why they were called these kotzei ketzios and gom ve'eli. Bastrum says the Mishnah, on the 20th of the month of Av, b'nei Pachas Moab ben Yehuda, the family of Pachas Moab ben Yehuda, which came from Yoab ben Shura Joab, Be'asun ve'elo, on the 20th of El, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, family of Adin from Yehuda, be'echa b'teves, on the first of Teves, Shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia, again, the family of Parosh once again brought the wood for the Mizbeach. Be'echa b'teves, on the first of Teves, which is Chanukah, lo haya bo ma'amad, there was no ma'amad, they didn't have the special prayers and the fasting, shaya bo halal, because on Chanukah one reads the entire halal, the complete halal, and that pushes off the ma'amad, the special prayers that were said for those people observing the sacrifices, as we learned previously. V'karba Musa, then it also has the additional sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh, V'karba Netzim. Additionally, it also has the sacrifice of wood that these people would bring, and they would push off the Ma'amados, and therefore the normal Ma'amad schedule is put on hold. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6.